Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Chiellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. X-Golf, Halcyon, Alpharetta is where we are. Come on by and check out the state-of-the-art facility, the booze, the food, the television that's all here for you. It's National Cat Lady Day. What's your favorite song that references a cat is the X-Platform question of the day. That's brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casino. Want to remind folks it's right around the bend, the inaugural Braves Golf Classic coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club Championship Course. May the 6th, it's happening, benefiting the Atlanta Braves Foundation, four-person scramble. Everybody's going to get a prize. You get breakfast, lunch, and a post-round of awards, food, and cocktails. Braves Legends going to be there as well. To get your foursome and to get more information, go to braves.com/golfclassic today. A scary proposition, perhaps, for the Falcons next week. That story in about 5 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
So Dane Brugler, who was on with Chuck and Chernoff last week, and I found out is a Mount Union graduate.
Oh, okay.
From the Athletic, put together a 7-round mock for every team. Now, I'm not going to bore you with every team and all the details, even for the Falcons, but just some things to consider. Buck has talked about the Falcons being around since 1966 and not drafting anybody in the first round. Do you know that the Falcons have only taken a Georgia player in the third round or higher only twice? Akeem Dent in 2011 and Scott Warner, the Georgia legend, was selected in the third round as well in 1981. He's gotten in the third round Kamari Lassiter, the corner, going to Georgia with pick number 74. He's got them taking Dallas Turner in the first round at number 8. He's also got them taking another dog, Tyke Smith, out of Georgia, the safety, in the fifth round. For whatever that's worth.
So what are they trying to garner some favor? Is that what they're doing?
Well, they buck the trend. Devontae Walker, the wide receiver out of North Carolina, Dane Brugler has the Falcons taking him in the third round. Very raw, but would be interesting to see him. And then your guy, Joe Milton. Dane Brugler's got the Falcons taking him in the sixth round.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm up for having a younger quarterback around here that I think in the room might be a guy that you groom to at least be a competent backup in the not-too-distant future. I do think the quarterback thing is in play back at the back end. If I got a guy with, you know, really good athletic skills, raw, whatever you might want to call him, he did play in the SEC, he's seen a good bunch, can I get him up to be the backup? And then maybe, just maybe a couple of years after Kirk Cousins is gone, that guy becomes a starter? I don't know. I'm willing to take that type of shot.
So it's been delayed, it seems, but the backlash aimed at the Falcons following that ESPN investigative piece is now out there. I don't know. I haven't asked you, but I think you feel the same way as I do. I feel like the Falcons dodged a bullet, not hiring Bill Belichick. But a lot of people outside of the city of Atlanta, they don't seem to feel that way.
Well, I would like to start with a premise. Bill Belichick is the greatest to ever do it. Okay, but has he been lately? No. Is there a condition? Yeah, it's called Tom Brady. Are there other conditions? Yeah. There was somebody there who seemed to be in charge of getting really good players. And when Bill had a chance to do that more on his own than ever before, it didn't go very well. But I'm not taking away the original premise. He's extremely good, great at his job, maybe as good, maybe better than everybody else, but not as of late. Why would you not, in any world that you work in, why would you not call somebody who can give you the most intricate details of someone? And I'm telling you what I know. Telling you what I kind of know. If you're not sure if the guy who's looking at you says, no, I'm going to change. It's our building now. It's our team now. It's me plus you plus him plus her. Hey, Robert, is there a chance, or anybody, is there a chance he could actually pull that off? If you say no to a good friend and you would know better than anybody, what's the downside of that?
I don't think there is.
People pay $100,000 for a search firm. They put lists together and look at your FBI dossier. You know what calling somebody who's been in a building with the guy can do? Take $100,000, multiply it by 10, because that could be a $1 million conversation.
John Wiener, Stu Gotz from the Dan Le Batard Show, as we referenced earlier, had this to say about Arthur Blank and the Falcons.
Robert Kraft should be ashamed of himself. I mean, the way he is smearing Bill Belichick after he left New England. And I don't understand what Robert Kraft is doing, calling Arthur Blank, and he should be ashamed of himself as well, because Arthur Blank, make your own decision. What the hell are you doing? You're going to let Bob Kraft impact who you're going to hire head coach? Get the hell out of here. Your organization is lousy. It will always be lousy. You'll never be good.
He's a Jet fan. Why did the Jets fire Robert Saleh? I don't know, the best ever. The guy that you're screaming about right now, he's available. You could have fired your coach. What does it make your organization? The other problem I have with all of it, I got a few of them, and I do think we should have him on to talk about this next week.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay. I think the other problem that I have is, why would I want Arthur Blank solely making the decision on head coach? Because that's what he just said. If you play that back, he says, what are you doing calling anybody else? Make the decision. Why would I want that? Why would I want a man, a committee of one, an owner, figuring out who he wants to be the head coach?
I don't think you do. And smearing Bill Belichick, I think Bill Belichick did a pretty good job of smearing Bill Belichick over the years. Did he not?
It's what his reputation
is. On and off the field.
Yeah, what's his reputation? Do you think any of his reputation is false? Do you think he's difficult to work with?
Yes.
Do you think he's controlling?
Yes.
Do you think he wants to buy his own groceries?
Yes.
Do you think he wants to declare what happens in free agency?
Yes.
See, Tom Brady, by the way, did he get the quarterback wrong?
Yes.
Because he didn't get it right with Tom Brady. I'm not saying he got lucky, but he didn't get it right with Tom Brady.
They got it wrong with Mac Jones. I know that.
Got it wrong with Jimmy Garoppolo to piss Tom Brady off to go, I don't think we can actually fix this relationship. I don't think we can fix it. Why'd you draft that guy?
We've talked about this. He drafted Jimmy Garoppolo to replace Tom Brady.
No doubt.
Robert Kraft stepped in.
No doubt.
Robert Kraft went Belichick's way, and we all know that if Robert Kraft had to do it all over again, he would have kept Tom Brady.
Where's Robert Kraft smearing Bill Belichick, too? I need to see the documentation. I watched the Dynasty. He didn't smear him. He picked the wrong guy. Robert Kraft did. He should have put his foot down and said, no, Brady stays. If you can't deal with it, you got to go. Tom Brady, he got out. And I don't think, is Tom Brady smearing Bill Belichick?
No.
I don't think so. But did he leave him?
Yes.
All right. Just wondering.
And did he win a Super Bowl without him?
Yeah.
Yes. Did Belichick win without Brady? No. What's Belichick's record without Tom Brady? It's a losing record.
Yeah.
So I'll just go on record and just say all of that. Nobody smeared Bill Belichick.
I find it amazing. There were like 8 other openings in the NFL, too, and nobody hired Bill Belichick. And by the way, there were a couple teams that could have, including the Jets, the team he roots for, that could have said, why is our guy better than him? Let's fire him.
Damian Woody played for Belichick. He's on ESPN now. He had this to say about the Falcons.
What the hell is a family environment? I thought it was about winning. Everything is about winning. It's about winning championships. Everything comes with winning. I get so sick of this whole, we want to collaborate, you know, collaborate. What the hell does that even mean? Like, we're trying to win championships. You're talking about a football savant, a football genius. I can't even take you seriously. You're talking about the greatest coach in NFL history, and he's not even in your top three, all because we want to be collaborative.
Let's get him on, too. What's he screaming about?
I don't know.
What's he screaming about?
Very emotional about Bill Belichick is Damian Woody.
What did Damian Woody used to do for a living?
Played offensive line.
What doesn't he do anymore?
Doesn't play offensive line
Why
anymore.
Is that, Nick?
Well, because Father Time catches up with us all, including Bill Belichick.
Thank you. Hey, look
I see
at this.
Where you were
Your
going.
Honor. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, the jury.
Look at every great coach. Did it end well for them? More often than not, no. They didn't end things on their own terms.
Why?
Chuck Knoll, Tom Landry certainly come to mind
Why
off the top
are they
of
different?
My head.
Don Shula got his ass kicked so bad that people talk about how bad he got his ass kicked.
Jimmy Johnson in Miami. It doesn't end well for a lot of these great coaches.
So, just like you could be done as a player, anybody considering that maybe Bill Belichick isn't that anymore and he might be a good enough amount less, that all of the all the stuff that comes with him, his baggage, maybe it's just not worth it anymore. Maybe it's just not worth it.
What the hell does that even mean?
Means everybody's working together. It's a collaboration.
Does he not know the definition of that word?
He just got excited. He wants one guy in charge.
Who did he play for?
Well, he played for the Jets and the Patriots.
What the hell is a family environment?
I think Sanchez ran into his butt, right?
Oh, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah, the point is, Bill Belichick's not in New England anymore either. Did Robert Kraft all of a sudden get dumb? Why is Bill Belichick not there?
I think that, again, Father Time is undefeated for a reason. Most of the mock drafts have the Falcons taking Dallas Turner. And I heard the guys on the locker room this morning, weekday 6 to 10, talking about Leiatu Latu, the defensive end out of UCLA. And on film, he could be the best defensive end, edge rusher, whatever
so
you want to call them.
So now there's three choices, kind of?
If you want to take that guy, but I'm going to use three words as to why I'm not going to touch Latu. Neck fusion surgery.
Okay.
Because if you need one back surgery, you need another.
Yeah.
And I
got
to believe if you need one neck surgery, another one is right around the bend. Could he play well for a couple of years? Maybe. And I know you're going to bring up, if you want to take the other side, Rob Gronkowski, who dropped in the draft because of back issues.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm going to be wrong here. I'm not touching this guy with a 10-foot pole. No, thank you.
So you don't want to play the film is his resume?
I can't.
The MRI is his resume every bit as much as the film is his resume.
Now, he came back, and kudos to him for coming back and having two outstanding seasons at UCLA. And Jimmy Lake was his coach at Washington when he retired because of the neck. I just can't roll the dice on that. I can't do it.
All right. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. Let me ask you this. If you draw back to 12 or 13 and get him, and he's the one you want, based upon your film.
So I'm getting more draft choices.
Is there a number at which you go, wait, I get him, cross my fingers, which you have to do on all of them, but I get more, and I get the guy who maybe physically is the one that I wanted all along. That's that scenario. I told you, I did my math draft. If you have three edge guys, and I could live with either one of them, but I pick up a second rounder this year, maybe a second rounder next year by moving back so somebody can get a quarterback, could you live in a world where if they draft him at a certain number... by the way, the neck injury is still the same. You're just saying that I could live with him at this number, not at eight, with nothing else.
Because it's a dichotomy for me, because you know I am always a proponent of trading back should you be able to find a dance partner and picking up extra picks. You're getting the same guy whose neck, to me, is a ticking time.
So you don't believe there's a number at which you go, I would do it because not only am I getting him, cross my fingers, I'm getting the other stuff.
Aside from ability, I can't take that risk. I know he became the first winner of both the Lombardi Award and the Ted Hendricks Award. It has nothing to do with those guys this morning were talking a little bit about the fact that he played at UCLA. It's got nothing to do with that. I'm not going to associate him with Tack McKinley and UCLA. I'm worried about his neck.
Okay.
The guy no doubt can play, but how long is he going to play for you?
Do you think he drops past 20? Do you think medical pushes him past 20 in a world where everybody's looking for a guy with that talent?
In my world, it would.
Okay.
But
someone
I think will take the risk because he's that good on the field. Roddy White, congratulations to him. I had no idea this existed, but he is going to the Senior Bowl's Hall of Fame. They're going to have a big ceremony in Mobile, Alabama in June.
That's nice.
Joining Marty Lyons, one-time Jets defensive tackle by way of Alabama, Carson Palmer, D'Amico Ryans.
Interesting.
And Eric Weddle, all going into the Senior Bowl Hall of Fame. And again, had no idea such thing existed, but Roddy White played so well at the Senior Bowl.
What kind of game do you have to go into a one-game Hall of Fame?
I mean, he got picked in the first round, and we know what happened after that. He almost blew his career, but then came back to be a very, very effective receiver. So
it's a nice honor. Probably something that he might not have even known it existed.
So Pat McAfee was like you when it comes to Roger Goodell.
Go ahead.
He kept telling Roger Goodell, put on your big boy pants and come on the show. Well, it looks like next week, next Friday, Roger Goodell, during the draft, will be a part of the Pat McAfee show. The man's getting more and more powerful by the day. He shot down that Patriots piece.
Yeah.
Took shots at the piece.
Yeah.
Took shots at people that work behind the scenes there, and now he's getting on the commissioner of the NFL.
Well, listen, it's been a good year. Good year plus for Pat McAfee. And listen, I love the commissioner going on someplace where there's a chance we can use sound and talk about what the commissioner's thinking, feeling, or at least saying publicly.
Because he's actually talking.
Right, he's showing up someplace.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
He's not just giving bro hugs.
No.
After every first-round pick.
Going back to him, don't forget he said, I would have no problem
if
somebody wants me. I'll have a conversation, come back late in the year. I guess he videoed himself out there running. Now, they say it's an ad for his No Bull apparel line, but he's out there working out, showing everybody he's in shape.
It seems like he's trying a little hard.
Do you think in December he's playing for somebody?
Yeah.
I don't think he is. I think he needs to be, he's like Urban Meyer. He wants to be talked about.
What if I said, Tom, I just need you in December and January, which is what I keep telling you is going to happen. There's going to be a running back who everybody says, hey, man, I don't need you for the whole thing.
Maybe Adrian Peterson.
I need you for the end. Joe Flacco gives me a reason to believe that this could happen. What's the difference? Except Tom Brady was better. What's the difference? Joe Flacco got off the couch after how many years? A year plus, but 4 years removed when he was a real starter?
Yeah, became the comeback player of the year because he led the Browns to the playoffs. Right. No question about it.
So why couldn't Tom Brady do that? Do you think Tom Brady sees Joe Flacco and goes, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he can't do it, and I'm not saying he didn't think about it.
He might.
I just don't think it's going
to
happen.
What if he gets to wear, what's the name of his company? A No Bull right there on his back. Instead of Brady, it says No Bull.
Maybe.
He's going to make a concession. Or six.
I guess anything's possible. We know that Arizona has the fourth overall pick, and I think this is all a ruse. They're going to take Marvin Harrison. And this GM, Monty Ozenfort, just keeps talking. He said, the way I look at it is, as far as moving up
and
down.
Who asked him, by the way?
I love my house. I love where I live. My wife loves where we live. All of a sudden, I'm at my door, and someone is going to offer me something. I'm going to look and see what they are offering me. All right, you're fired. You're fired.
Well, he's fired because this isn't the first time he's doing it. I understand it's a long time between when everything is done, see the combine, and the draft. Why do you have to keep talking?
You're trying to convince everybody of something you're not going to do. You're taking Marvin Harrison.
My house isn't for sale. But, and I do believe him. It's like Ted DiBiase. Everybody's house is for sale.
Everybody's got a price,
You got to have the right person walk on the door with the wheelbarrow full of cash. I know what he's saying. I don't care anymore what he's saying. I'm not as steadfast as you.
Now, they did trade down last year.
I'm not as steadfast as you about their taking Marvin Harris. Because you know me. I'll play the field.
Right.
Nothing that's this easy, this connect-the-dot friendly, is really this connect-the-dot friendly.
But sometimes it is. Adam Peters, the GM of the Commanders, said they are really, really close, as we told you earlier, for making that decision on the number two pick. They had all the quarterbacks in for dinner the other night. Here's Adam Schefter saying Jaden Daniels was kind of scratching his head.
Well, it didn't seem to go over too well with the agent for Jaden Daniels, Ron Butler, who sounded off on social media last night that he didn't seem particularly pleased with the process. I think Jaden Daniels thought it would be a visit with just him, but the Commanders essentially opened up the process and had in other quarterbacks like Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr. It was their chance, essentially, to speed date all the quarterbacks before they have to finalize a decision about which quarterback they're going to take.
Okay, now it's my turn. How did I know this was happening a day and a half before it happened, where you could have, I don't know, maybe listened to the show and told Jaden Daniels, you're not doing that? He didn't get bamboozled. He didn't get bum-rushed. How did I know? What did I tell you on Monday was happening with the Commanders?
This was all happening?
This was all happening.
What exactly happened? You said it was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So is the agent saying, well, Jaden Daniels, he thought it was going to be, well, why would he think that? Why would he think that? You have the ability to pick up a phone. If I knew this was happening, how the hell didn't you?
We thought Coach Quinn was just kidding.
And why are you going on social media at this point in the game talking about anything that your guy, now, if you don't want to go, you could be more emphatic. We will not go to Washington. I'd rather and have more respect for that than having a guy put anything out on social media about his quarterback right now.
Hey, introducing the 680 The Fan Girl, our brand-new social media sports content tailored to the ladies. Less X's and O's, more lifestyle-driven sports content. And the 680 The Fan Girl page is curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fan Girl today and follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
Can I just throw something out there? Congratulations to the St. Pius women's girls soccer team. They picked up a game one of the playoffs yesterday. And I do find it really amazing that you got a 15-year-old who's playing. I can't tell you what I think the benefits of playing team sports are. Individual sports, fantastic. You want to play golf, you want to play tennis, you want to do things individually. But team sports, probably for girls more than anybody at this point when it comes to social media and everything. If you can get them involved, get them involved.
And congratulations, you made the two-hour drive down to South Georgia, did you not, to go watch?
I did.
You had a crazy Thursday, man.
About 3.5 with traffic going down. Coming home was easy. It was close to three hours plus.
So I guess it beats at 5:30 having a drink in your hand waiting for Jeopardy.
Waiting for Jeopardy. That's and guess what did I do last night when I got home at 10:15? I watched Jeopardy. Guess what I had in my hand? A drink. But I didn't do it at 5:30 waiting for Jeopardy like a crazy person. I got something I got to tell you about next Thursday. We'll see. Are we out next Thursday?
We are out next Thursday. Well, I'm afraid to know where that's going, but I guess we'll find out. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by the fine folks over at Wade Ford. When we come back, is this big-name quarterback about to become a dog? On campus we go when we come back. X-Golf in Alpharetta is where we are. Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. X Golf is where we are. Alpharetta. Where else can you go from playing St. Andrews to Pebble Beach in just a couple of hours?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's have a couple of drinks, wait, a nice meal.
Who's providing the plane? How am I getting to and fro?
You don't have to. They've got the state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line simulators right here at X Golf.
I'm with you, Chris.
Any other place you're going to see.
Yeah, Buck told me he was in Kapalua, Hawaii this morning.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. 53 different golf courses built into the simulators now. You want to talk about technology, this is it. Six bays, discounted prices, lunch specials, full bar, and TVs. And I can tell you right now, Adam Gillespie, there's no way he's only eating one lunch. I just saw what was brought out to him. There's not a chance he's not having another lunch.
He's already bellied up to the bar. So come on by and see us and find out about the deals here at X Golf in Alpharetta. Halcyon is where it is. You can also join Sports Saturday tomorrow with Westy. The live broadcast going on from 11 to 2
in Lake Orange Point Deck.
Sports. No, Lake Point Sports. Prep Baseball Open is going on at the Baseball Village. You got soccer with the Elite Club National League, plus Pairs Tournament volleyball action and the Rise Hoops basketball at the Champions Center. For more information, go to lakepointsports.com.
I don't want to step on other people's toes on the other side of the building. How would you not do something with Steve West if and when the Braves make the postseason in the Orange Deck? How would you not do a live something?
Yeah, atop the Orange Deck.
Yeah, set up a table, something like this. Just in the Orange Deck, Steve West is going to give you something.
Seems to make sense to me. Coach Prime says it all makes sense to you Colorado fans. Stay calm, all is well. We'll get to that story in about 5 minutes.
What's up, boss? You believe that?
The College Football Voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So Jaden Rashada, who committed to Miami and then signed with Florida and then left to go to Arizona State, looks like he wants to come back to the SEC. He is transferring from Arizona State, and it looks like Georgia could be the school he is headed to. Kirby wants that fourth scholarship quarterback, and you're going to get a guy that has a lot of talent, bounces around a lot, but has a lot of talent nevertheless. And we're talking about 24/7 Sports saying multiple sources have indicated Georgia is a school to watch, with the portal being open until the 30th.
Yeah, it is till the 30th. That's not unlimited. The other thing that I would believe, this would be a case of not coming in and demanding anything. This is a case of, hey, this is a good fit for you, because guess what there's a chance of it being next year? An open competition?
Indeed.
Somebody's going to have to play quarterback. Somebody's going to have to be number two on a depth chart this year. God forbid something happens. But we are going to need a starting quarterback next year for sure.
So Rashada was only the second freshman to start a season opener at quarterback for Arizona State, joining a guy you may know, Jaden Daniels.
I remember when he was a freshman starter, and then it sort of went a little bit sideways.
So if you're talking about a talent standpoint and solely talent, he would be the front runner to replace Carson Beck next year.
And don't forget, we had a guy from USC who started as a freshman. And again, just because you start, be careful what you wish for. Grass is greener and everything else. Whether it's health, whether it's fit, whether it's an OC leaving or a different OC coming in, there's a whole lot of things that come into this now. I don't begrudge them the portal. I just tell you this. You can't just jump in thinking something at the back end is going to be better than what you have right now.
Dominic Lovett, the wide receiver at Georgia, had an outstanding G-Day game. 7 catches, 104 yards. That touchdown as he kind of pins it to the back of the defensive back and stumbles into the hedges, shocking everybody. Oh, no, not the hedges. But he said there are four DNA traits.
Go ahead.
For this Georgia team. Composure, toughness, resiliency, and connection.
How many of those do you think you actually have?
Me?
Yeah, I'm 0-for-4. I used to have a couple of them. Toughness is gone. Give me them again.
Composure.
Yeah,
connection.
I'm all right.
Resiliency.
One and a half out of four.
0.5 is what I have of those. But obviously that's
But nobody's asking
trait.
Us to come play at Georgia either.
Of course not. Nor would we ever be asked to play there at any point in time in our lives. Speaking of Georgia players, stock up, they're saying, for Ladd McConkey. Everybody is saying now, including the guy we talked about earlier, Dane Brugler, among others, he's going to go in the first round. He will go late in the first round. One team to look out for, a lot of people are telling you, the Bills. Now, their GM says we don't need a true one at wide receiver, and they certainly don't have one right now, but you're talking about Ladd McConkey going there. Peter Schrager, our friend from the NFL Network, says he's going to go 29th overall to San Francisco. So everybody seems to be on the Ladd McConkey train right now.
Well, it's better guaranteed money. That fifth-year option is good money if you're good enough to get it picked up as well. Big difference. Big swing. Look, I don't believe he's the type of guy at the top of the second round you move up to get by giving up a lot. But if you become a hot enough commodity where somebody doesn't want to take a chance that you're not going to come back around to them, that's how guys move up. By the way, that's the other part of this. If I like a guy, what do I care if you think I drafted him 8 spots too soon, which is the hilarious part of the draft? Best available, next best, blah, blah, blah. Why'd they take him at 40? That guy said he's only... Because, A, he's not coming back around to the team that just picked him, and who's to say that anything up on the TV screen is close to right?
I just believe in taking a guy that you feel is going to help your team.
No doubt.
And if you're a better team, you can afford to do that more than lousy teams in the NFL. I can plug this guy in, and he is going to help us. Like in Buffalo, a guy like Ladd McConkey, you need a guy like that. Kansas City, maybe you need a guy like that.
Kansas City is the one that I would say that if you're talking about not dropping the football anymore and having, if Patrick Mahomes is going to run around at least a little bit, I'd like the guy who can go find holes, and that's what Ladd McConkey does well.
Kansas City, one of the mock drafts I saw had them taking A.D. Mitchell, one-time Georgia receiver by way of Texas now, and I guess the talk of A.D. Mitchell is he's a type 1 diabetic, and some of the scouts are saying he is not responsible when it comes to taking care of himself.
Oh, no.
At all. And that's not going to help your stock, but one of the mocks, like I said, still had him going in the first round to Kansas City.
You know, Ladd McConkey to Kansas City is kind of intriguing.
Yeah, I agree.
To me, that just smells like a fit. I got a low-priced receiver who I think I can trust. Now, what about the back stuff with him? Like, it was sort of a mystery still, was it not?
Yeah, he ran a 4.3 40 though, and a lot of people are saying they're going to overlook the back stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
you're not overlooking the neck of a defensive rush guy.
Yeah, to me, there's a big difference in a guy that's going to line up and ram his head into people.
Okay. All right, just ask you.
I mean, if you're to ask me.
Yeah, and I am asking.
The difference between the two. And do you agree? If you have one neck surgery, it doesn't just heal. You're not going to need another one.
And I just had a back. So, now, can you get 8 years out of a guy? I don't know. If you can, if your general manager passes, you just said something about the GM.
Yeah.
The GM who's on the thinnest of ice, if you don't get this draft right, first round, second round, third round, get 4 starters.
I can't worry about 8 years down the road. Is that what you're saying?
So yes, sir.
If you talk about six years in the NFL, because he's already played 2, so that would be the 2 years after the neck fusion surgery for Latu that he already had.
Go ahead.
If you can get 6 years, you need Terry Fontenot.
Yes.
I guess now maybe you change your way of thinking. Because I can't worry about what's going to happen decade from now.
That's right.
I'll be fishing somewhere in a decade from now, most likely.
Well, in 10 days or 10 years, I can give you 10 other things that could happen to the guy in an NFL football
game. And I've been reading way too many mock drafts because I saw one mock where they took Latu at 8 and then the Saints took the kid out of Alabama that everybody thinks they're going to take in Dallas Turner.
And then
your worst nightmare is he terrorizes your quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Next 10 years.
Job security is not going to be great for you as the GM who decided to do those things or miss out on a guy. But I can't, you do think further out than me. I'm not thinking, you keep talking about a 10-year career with a bad neck. I don't ever think I'm getting 10 years out of something.
So if he plays 3 years and he gets you a Super Bowl or helps you get a Super Bowl.
I'm in.
Mission accomplished.
Yes.
It's like a running back then. That's how you're looking at it.
Yes.
Churn and burn edge rushers. Deion Sanders denied the report that we talked about last week about him talking about his son only playing for one or sons. 6
or Hunter, too. It wasn't even just his son.
6 NFL teams. Falcons, Ravens, Cowboys, Eagles, Niners, Commanders. He said, the thing about a lie is so fast, it can outrun the truth any day. I've never heard that one before, but it's not bad.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. How's he doing in recruiting?
He's losing a lot of guys. 14 Colorado players did enter the transfer portal this week, but Deion has an explanation for that.
I wish you guys do a little more homework when you start talking about the portal and understand what we're losing. We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We're good. We all right. What happens with the portal, man, and you guys need to know, a lot of people are fighting for backups. I don't know how many starters have really transferred around the country. I think we got some coming in from visits, but we can attract those type of players, but I don't think we're losing those type of players. And if we do, we're good. Quit making a big deal out of nothing.
Well, why are you good? Like, what makes you the exception to the rule?
Well, you don't understand.
You know what he's saying?
You're a part of the media that doesn't understand. You're not doing your research.
We're good.
Tell you what he's saying? Let me tell you what he's saying.
We're good.
We're not losing talent. We're just losing bodies. We don't even want those guys. That's what he's telling you. This is the problem with him in the college world.
He thinks
it's the NFL where you can just say something and not have to deal with an 18- to 22-year-old or an 18- to 22-year-old's parents. He's wrong about this. You weren't so good last year. If now you're going to tell me you're going to blame those players because they weren't good enough, they got to get out of here anyway. Okay, watch the perpetual motion of that train.
I'm not really sure I want my son to play for a coach like
that. Please have some faith in me.
I'm not developing players. Now, everybody's going to lose players, but you look at Georgia, they develop players. Ladd McConkey comes to mind.
Now, in his defense,
Carson Beck.
In his defense, he doesn't have a long enough body of work to let me know whether he's going to develop or not. But I'm telling you, the record was bad, and everything seems to be a deflection. Play that again where he says, you guys got to understand something about the portal, please.
I wish you guys do a little more homework when you start talking about the portal and understand what we're losing. We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me.
Okay.
We're good.
We're getting rid of guys who were the reason we had the record. And I trust our guys to get better talent in. You guys got to understand that we're good means he doesn't care about anybody leaving.
We're making a big deal out of nothing.
Then you pull those other guys in last year when you told the other guys to pack their bags.
We're good.
Same people, right?
You know what it is, Nick? Can I give an analogy? And this is just me. I don't know if I have it perfectly right. This is like purgatory. It's like purgatory. Same crap's going to happen over and over again.
No.
Every day you wake up, you're setting a train in motion where you seem to be pointing fingers at players. He loves to do that. And now he's scolding the media multiple times, telling us that I understand what happens in the portal. And by the way, you're wrong about starters not being in the portal. You're really wrong about that.
I wish you guys do a little more homework.
Never mind. You need to just do some research, like I said, in the eyes of Coach Prime. Georgia quarterback Carson Beck, we talked about him being developed, and he also gets it mentally. He summarized the G-Day game with this. It's just a glorified scrimmage at the end of the day. Now, for him it is, right? I mean, for other guys, they're trying to get noticed.
Yeah.
Isn't it like, in a lot of ways, it's like spring training. Guys hit the cover off the ball. They pitch very well in spring training. Then the regular season rolls around, and those guys, like Dylan Dodd last year, they drop off the face of the map. Jared Schuster drop off the face of the map.
But there is the opposite of that. I'm loosening up. These aren't real games yet. There are guys who actually flip it to understanding what 7:35 is tonight as opposed to 1:05 in the afternoon in Florida.
And I guess what I'm saying is we've also seen guys, not just at Georgia, every place, have huge games.
Yep.
And then, for the most part, never heard from again.
I like my quarterback to understand what it is and isn't. Now, do I need him kicking guys in the rear end who might need it, who treated it like that? When you're not in a position to treat it like that, you're not in a position to go in the weight room and not be 85% today. You can't be a 50%er. I hope he's also doing that. But he is right about what it is for him.
Now he sped off in his Lamborghini, said, excuse me.
You don't think he pulled that up to spring, the cheek?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he lives on campus. He probably lives off campus somewhere, but...
But do you think he drove it to the stadium that day?
Where are you driving? You got to be driving it someplace. You got a Lamborghini.
You're not taking a Lamborghini to the... What did he call it?
Glorified scrimmage?
Yeah, you can't drive a Lamborghini to a glorified scrimmage.
Just pull up like Jack Parkman in the second major league.
Toss the keys at somebody.
Is that... I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm the final season, that was part of the season. He tossed his keys to the valet, and that was seen as looking down upon the valet.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to toss your keys to somebody.
That's like calling your waitress, hey, honey cakes.
Gotcha.
Sweet mama. You can't do stuff like that. No, you don't toss your keys at anybody. I know you've seen it in the movies. I know you saw it in Entourage.
The other valet.
It's not a real thing.
The other valet was offended because he tossed the keys to the first valet.
Well, you're not going
to
please anybody or everybody. That's the lesson that we've learned, well, especially through the life of Larry David.
I know that you're the voice of reason, so I would just...
I would not do that. And again,
I would just go with that, that if you don't feel that tossing keys is the right thing to do.
I don't think if you have a male bartender, you're supposed to call him, hey, Mr. Hunko. I don't think nicknames are a thing anymore.
Or don't do this. Slap the bar when you want attention.
No. Or whistle. Do not whistle and throw your fingers.
So what you're telling me, sir, is you don't want to get served at all. I guess that's what you're telling me, right?
I told you what happened at our bar. We had a round bar when I worked at a bar. There were three bartenders. You whistled, raised your hand, or snapped your fingers. We would do a minimum of three laps and pretend you didn't exist. And we'd find out if you learned your lesson. And there were times when the guy who wanted to order a drink would have to get somebody else to order the drinks because he finally realized you're not getting served.
It's just not what you should
do. What are some of the names? We have heard this. No names.
Ace.
No. Honey Muffin.
Oh, yeah.
No. You don't understand what we're talking about.
Darling. That's the one I've heard more than anything else.
Candy Pants?
No. You're missing the point. We've been out before where somebody on the staff, somebody taking your order.
What are the specials tonight, darling? No names, please.
Honey Cakes.
Oh, did I miss, like, Sweetheart or something like that? Yeah.
Boobala. I've heard that.
Yeah.
You know, now they're going to spit in our food was usually my response. Now I'm not eating anything.
Who do you
think
you are?
Go.
Who do you think you are? Sinatra? That's what I used to think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where do you... No. Where do you get off actually coming up with a nickname of any sorts for somebody who's coming to the table to now help you out?
Rapid fire.
Now it's a very special steak we're going to be serving, no pun intended. More money for this revolutionary athlete. We'll talk about that when we come back. X-Golf in Alpharetta is where we are. Come on in and check out the simulators. Ask about the specials. They will set you up. You will not be disappointed. Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Ryan Spielberg calling the Braves and Rangers tonight on Apple TV Plus will join us at 1 o'clock. It is National Cat Day. The X Platform question of the day. The X Platform brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casino and Resort. Your favorite song that references a cat, and we've said it before, and we'll say it again. The writer for these songs, the lyric writer for Elton John, Bernie Taupin, may have had the best life in the history of rock and roll. Wow.
It is. It's Stay Home. While the other guy humps it on the road. And by the way, look, Elton John didn't hump it on the road for a long time. In the beginning of this whole thing, he did. He did. He was not in the accommodations. Bernie Taupin slept in his own bed. Elton John was going to places that I don't even know where the hell he went.
Bernie would show up every now and then once the big tours hit. Not in the beginning. He'd show up at Dodger Stadium. Hello, things.
Yeah. And then leave.
Tally-ho.
By the way, he probably had a house in Los Angeles. Still had a house in England. Maybe even someplace else to hide some money, because that's what you really want to do at the end. You know what? You got to get out of England. Is there a tax rate like 80%?
Well, yeah. I mean, George Harrison wrote Taxman for a reason.
But I mean like 80%?
I don't know quite how high it is, but it's higher than the United States, or at least it was.
According to that song, it was 95%.
Okay. My accent is free. I'll take that with me. You can keep everything else. I'm not staying over there.
Remember, if you take a walk, I'll tax your feet. Everything got taxed, according to George Harrison.
No. You didn't have those problems, by the way, when you were the Beatles playing in the cavern. You had no money.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you get money. You go, what's this tax man you're talking about?
Down the hall to the left.
Steve Everett, Michigan center, got drafted by the Browns. We were about the same age at the time. We were working up there, kind of doing
sports stuff together.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got his first check, and he was, like, completely dejected. He said, half my money's gone. I just patted him on the back. Welcome to the real world. You're not in Ann Arbor anymore.
Hey, who's FICA? Who? No, it's a thing. They're going to keep doing this to you every 1st and 15th.
He was completely dejected. Well, Caitlin Clark's going to have to deal with that, I guess. She's close to an 8-figure endorsement deal with Nike and the big guns, as in Steph Curry representing Under Armour, Adidas. Others were after her, but she decided to go and sign with Nike. So the money continues to come in before she plays second number one in the WNBA.
Have you noticed how many people have come up with the idea that, do you see what they don't make in the WNBA? Yeah, that's been going on forever. There's a reason for that, because that's all they could afford in salaries to keep the WNBA afloat. How do you people not understand this? There are, like, allegedly wink-wink smart people who are like, well, this is a travesty. How do you think that league stayed alive? The NBA footed the bill. Now, listen, God bless. I hope Kate and I like what Dawn Staley said. Again, this revolution is now beginning. Now let's see how far we can take it.
Dawn Staley said this is all because of Caitlin Clark. All because of her.
That hasn't been around very long. The Caitlin Clark phenomenon and now other people getting noticed has not been around for very long. If you're just waking up to the idea of what the WNBA pays yearly, guess what? Stay out of the conversation.
If
you're not qualified to talk about the conversation.
I like that you're here.
You know nothing about the WNBA.
If what's going on with Caitlin Clark can be sustained throughout the WNBA, then everybody will get a bigger slice of the pie. If it can't be sustained, then it won't happen.
And having her own sneaker is going to be an incredible test case.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know the last time or if any. I don't know if Diana Taurasi. I don't know if Maya Moore had their own sneaker. I don't know. See, that's why I'm staying out of that part of the conversation. If you're just becoming aware that there is a WNBA, but you find yourself screaming about the idea that there's, or they pay them only that, you're not qualified to be in the conversation. You're just not. You don't understand what this league has been and what it has a chance to be now, but let's see if it's sustainable.
When we come back, he's calling tonight's game on Apple TV+. Ryan Spielborg talks to Braves and Rangers and then some with us. Of course, you can hear the games not only all weekend, but all season long right here on your flagship for Braves baseball as we come to you from X-Golf in Alpharetta. Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.